In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. There is a very encouraging, comforting statement in today's epistle passage that Mary read for us. Now, for context, Paul is telling his friend Timothy that when he, Paul, was still a blasphemer and a persecutor of Christians, Jesus showed infinite mercy on him, even though he was the first, the chief of sinners. And then here's the statement I find comforting. Paul then says, Jesus showed infinite patience to me as a pattern for all who are going to believe in him. Now, notice the future tense. Jesus shows infinite mercy and infinite patience, not just for those who already believe in him, but he shows infinite mercy and infinite patience today on all who are going to believe in him, way out in the future someday. In other words, Christ is patient and merciful to you while you're still in your sins, in anticipation of you coming to your senses at some point in the future. Now, do you ever look back at your younger self and say, what a fool I was? Yeah, who doesn't? Who doesn't do that? But if you could go observe younger you, you'd be certainly be patient and merciful knowing who they would become. Because it's you, after all, and you're able to see that there will be growth and spiritual maturity. Now, think of a band teacher. The first time a new group of elementary students get their instruments, and they all play the first note together for the first time, right? Yikes, right? At that point, most people wouldn't yet use the term music to describe that sound. But the band teacher has to be patient knowing what these musicians are going to become, knowing how they're going to eventually mature in their instrument. I remember the Christmas concert at Clayton School a long time ago. This is the band teacher before Mrs. Zebro, the current teacher. So we're talking at least 20 or more years ago. And so it was the Christmas concert, and the fifth grade band comes in. They played first, and they come in with their instruments. And I look down at the program, and it only has one song listed for them, Good King Wenceslas. Okay. So the band teacher counts the beat with his hands, and the band plays. Bum, 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 bum. And they close their folders. They stand up. Everyone kind of applauds. Okay, I guess that's it. And they walk out. You know, and eventually the applause is nice and loud. And to be honest, even that patch of music was rough, to be generous. But we clapped and cheered and waved to students we knew with all the gusto that we could muster, not only for their current effort, but with the knowledge of what they were going to become, what they were going to accomplish at some point in the future. And if anyone wasn't so sure what these kids could become, within that same hour, the honors band would rip through a version of Carol the Bells that was going to knock your socks off. And that's just a few short years removed from two measures of Good King Wenceslas. Now, it would be humiliating if that honors band had stayed at that particular level of skill. But the band director knew and was patient for what they were going to accomplish in the future. And of course, we loved the kids when they were in fifth grade, and the applause was genuine, make no mistake about that. We loved them for who they were, we just also knew what they could become, and we wanted to see that develop as well. And likewise, God has infinite mercy on you, first because he loves who you are today. You are dear to him today. Also, though, even though you are still stuck in some of your sins, and it would be devastating if you were to never grow and mature in life and faith and spiritual understanding, God knows what you can become by his grace. And when we look back sheepishly at our younger selves and realize how far we've come, hopefully, we are filled with gratitude for God's patience with us back then. And also, hopefully, we're filled with some confidence in his patience and love for us right now as we continue to struggle against today's sin and today's brokenness and today's pain, knowing the light we will walk into at some point as we continue to grow in light and life. You know, God knows the value of who you are today. God doesn't only love you for who you will become, but he loves you for who you are now. But he also is patient, knowing who you'll be tomorrow. God also loves who you are going to become. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Who you are going to become is entirely dependent on what you do today. Or let me put it another way. We look back at our younger selves and say, you know, what a fool I was. What if you were to open those wise spiritual eyes of the future and open them today instead of waiting to look back? If we could open our future eyes and look at us today, look at today's us, today's you, what would you see in yourself today? What would you see in yourself today? In our gospel passage, Jesus heals a blind man. We know from Mark's version of this event that the blind man's name is Bartimaeus. What I'd like you to think about are the two competing voices, the two competing messages happening as Jesus walks by. On the one hand, we have blind Bartimaeus, knowing he is blind, knowing he is in his sins, and Bartimaeus cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy." He wants change. He wants mercy. He wants to see clearly, and he wants to follow Christ. We know he wants to follow Christ because when he's healed, that's exactly what it does. It says he goes and becomes a follower of Christ. The other voice is the crowds. When Bartimaeus cries out for mercy, the crowds that have already passed, the crowds that are in front of him, they turn around and warn him, "Be quiet. Be quiet. Stay silent. Stop this yelling." Now, of course, this is a real event, but there are also spiritual levels of meaning here. One of the meanings given by the Holy Fathers is that both voices, the voice for mercy and for change, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy," that voice, and the voice that says, "Be quiet, be silent," there's a spiritual meaning that both of those voices are within each person. Each of you has a voice inside of you that wants to see God and wants to understand and wants to grow and follow Jesus wherever he leads. And each of you has a competing voice that says, "Just be quiet. You know, stay how you are. Change is hard. It's not worth the effort." We have these competing voices inside of us. And the question you must answer for yourself today is, which voice do you listen to? Now, change is hard. Opening your eyes spiritually, seeing yourself in a new light can be very frightening. But someday, some future you is going to do that anyway. Some future you is going to look at today you. So why not look now and see today you today? Why not see how you are today with new eyes in the light of Christ? You know, there's a voice inside that's going to say, "Be quiet. Be quiet. I don't want to go there. I don't like. Too scary. Too embarrassing. Too much work." When Bartimaeus heard that voice saying, "Be quiet," he yells all the more. He yells all the more. He says, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy," all the more. And for us, for you, your work today, you know, beginning this Lord's Day today, is to see inside. To say, "Lord, let me receive my sight, not just physically, but let me receive my sight to see myself as I really am." To look at yourself with eyes from a grace-filled you, full of light and wisdom and spiritual maturity. See what most needs to change, what most needs attention. What part of you today will make future you say, "What a fool I was"? That is the place to begin. That is the place to bring God's light, and that is the place most worth your attention today. Amen.